everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about... Like a
virgin. The Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained... Like a virgin. ...since 1913.
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
Not quite agree.
What about Like a Virgin on Triple J?
Yes, that's right. It's Like a Virgin. Matt and Alex with you, joined by Rufus in the studio. Tyrone, John, James, all hanging out. How's it going, dudes?
Pretty good.
So nice to have all three of you here. A number which surprises some people. This is the most we've got for anyone. Text when you're on tour last, a lot of people saying, "Oh, Rufus was sick last night. I couldn't believe it was three dudes. I thought it was just a DJ on stage or something." Have you experienced that before?
Yeah, I think half the time it's either just one guy, like a Rufus, the dude, or it's also a duo. I saw the other day. It's like someone posted about it. It's like, oh, by this.
People love taking the liberty and writing a story for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We're from a small Indonesian village. just the two of us.
Was that actually written about you?
No, I'm taking the liberty now.
Oh, okay.
Well, right. If you say it on Triple J, it has to be true.
That'll pop up in music news in a second. You guys are from Indonesia now.
The island of Java.
We did have someone say that, how do you feel about Daft Punk liking your music? And it turns out after we hounded them for where they got their research, it was like a friend of like one of the dudes who hung out with like some of the Daft Punk dudes one time said that he likes our stuff. So
you take that.
That's a stretch, but
we took it. Great.
A friend of Daft Punk's likes your music.
Maybe even like a former roommate. But yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's excellent. Yeah. Is that the best you've got, the friend of Daft Punk? Or can you say that someone else, have you heard? Because I know Architecture in Helsinki always have Bruce Willis like their music to hang their head on.
I don't know. We have like Ellie Cambridge down in Melbourne. Like the Australian basketballer come to a lot of our gigs. Awesome. And we can always tell because she's the tallest person in the
world. Oh, yeah.
Actually, when we were at one of the gigs we were playing in the UK in December, we saw these two girls in the crowd. And they came and said hi to Tyrone. Said hi at the great show.
Pumping his fist.
Yeah, you're excited, Tyrone.
He was chilling, he was a bit sweaty. So, all right, thanks. And they walked off. And someone goes, pretty sure that's Tony of his daughters.
Oh, really?
I had about like a 5-minute chat to him. I didn't know what was going on.
If that's a good thing or not.
It's like, yeah, that's great.
But it happened.
Well, shout outs this morning. They're probably listening. Hello to the Abbott sisters. Big fans of the show, I've heard, Matt.
Why wouldn't they be?
Indeed. We're going to get some live music from you guys first. Congratulations on your Hottest 100 successes from a couple of weeks ago. Take Me, number 21. Desert Night, number 34. Number 91 for tonight as well. What were you doing on the day?
We were hanging out backstage at the Big Day Out after we played a show. And we were partying and listening to Triple J the whole day with Flume.
Awesome, man.
On a blow-up couch.
I think that's the only way to celebrate Australia Day and the Hottest 100 Day. You know, it's something inflatable. Whether it be a pool or a couch or
a lady friend.
There was an ice cream truck there.
Oh, wow.
That's something I'm pretty into.
Did it play Green Sleeves?
They played Take Me.
Yeah, that's right. It's a new theme song for them.
Or you'll jump into one of the other tracks for your amazing album, Atlas Now. It is Sundream you're going to play for us here on Triple J. Whenever you're ready, lads, for Like a Virgin.
To feel that you want it. I want to feel by the morning. I want to feel that you want it. Don't let me feel what you splashes of ashes.
Once again, that is the original components of the segment. That is Rufus doing their own track, Sundream. Beautiful stuff, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
No worries.
We're going to stick around for a clue right now.
Yeah, what have you got in store for us?
Right, so we were thinking about it. We thought hard. The clue is a book of numbers.
A book of numbers. All right.
A book of numbers. Okay. Think about
okay.
that.
All right, well, if you've got a guess, 0439757555, as to what Rufus will be covering in the studio after the 8 o'clock news.
Their clue is a book of numbers. All right.
Should be interesting. You're listening to Triple J, it's 8 o'clock.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like the Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained...
Like
since 1913...
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
Not quite agree.
What about Like a Virgin on Triple J?
Yes, here we are for Like a Virgin this morning. We have Rufus joining us, the lads from Sydney, who are going to be playing you a cover very soon. James, John and Tyrone hanging out with us.
Yeah, guys, you've had obviously big success with your first album. What do you have planned for the second album?
Well, we're actually looking at moving to Berlin. Setting up shop there in the latter half of the year.
Really?
Getting some inspiration, soaking up some vibes. and hopefully coming out the other side with that, another album.
That's pretty different to where you filmed your first album, though, right? I heard that the first album was filmed around to the...
Recorded.
Filmed.
We made a 12-part movie.
Where you recorded your first album. It's a very digital age now, you know. You don't know how people are going to...
It's all cross-media, gentlemen. Yeah. If
you didn't film it, then you're crazy. So you've recorded the first one in, what, around the Byron Bay area?
Well, we started writing together in Byron, and then we actually went into another part of New South Wales and the South Coast in Barrie to start writing the actual album. And I think that the same thing applies with Berlin. We're just trying to hold ourselves up and get away from civilization for a while and immerse ourselves in...
Snow?
In ourselves.
Is it going to be quite cold in Berlin? Does it get quite cold?
I think it's pretty nice in summer.
Oh, okay, okay.
We were actually there last year at the end of the year for, I don't know, a week, and it was winter and it was cold.
Is that how you settled on it, or did you spin a globe and just put the finger down on...
Between New York and Berlin.
Yeah, we're just trying to think of our favourite places, or at least our manager was trying to sway us as well.
So what tipped Berlin over the edge over New York?
Well, we actually went there for like 2 weeks and just fell in love with it.
It's up from 1 week to 2 weeks now.
Oh, yes.
I honestly can't remember how long it was. That's how good it
that's
was.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. All right. So you've given us a clue for the cover you guys are about to play. You've given us a clue, book and numbers.
Right.
I suggested maybe it's a bingo pamphlet. I can't think of any song, though, that would go in line with that. I'm sick of guessing...
Well, we're covering two of our favorite songs, and it's actually Book of Shades' Charlotte and Falls My Number.
Wow.
Okay. Mm.
Two songs that wouldn't necessarily lend themselves to each other. How did you go about Frankensteining these beasts together?
I don't know. We were just jamming.
Yeah. I think we were thinking about Falls My Number for a while, and then...
We were surprised no one else had done it, actually.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Great. Cool. Show. Well, looking forward to hearing it, dudes. Take it away.
Here it is on Like a Virgin. This is Rufus performing a cover of Foals and Book of Shade in one for you.
Tall. We can move beyond these walls. hustle. Yeah, I don't need these busy streets. Yeah, I don't need that good advice. Cause we can move beyond it now.
That was Rufus covering a, as Alex Dyson described, a Frankenstein mashup of My Number by Foals and
it was,
Shut Up by Book of Shade.
It was a lot more beautiful than Frankenstein, I've got to say. You did very well. No bad scars were left across it at all, gentlemen. So well done. And you can watch it all at, it was filmed like your album was.
Yeah,
you can check it out at triplej.net.au after the show. You gentlemen are off to South by Southwest pretty soon, which is quite exciting in the States.
Indeed. Yeah, we can't wait.
Got anything planned in particular for your Texas journey?
I don't know. I think we're going to Miami for a little bit too. And so I think we're going to take a few blow up toys with us and jump in the pool with the rest of the bikini clad stiletto wearing Miamiites.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And we're going to be celebrating O Week next week. Have you guys got any tips on how to celebrate O Week?
Have you experienced an O Week at university before?
We actually just played one at Canberra.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was great. It was awesome fun. It rained at like halfway through our set, which was great.
Yeah, I think the more rain, the better. The more water, the better, I guess.
Yeah, I've heard that about lots of electrical equipment on stage.
Yeah.
Actually, judging from our Blue Juicer set, who played before us, the more skin exposed, the better the time of the audience.
By the act? Were they wearing their typical G-strings?
The golden leotards.
Yeah, nice.
With sparkles.
Right. I'd also suggest a water pistol. I've found one sitting on this desk right here. It's a little miniature. Where does it come from?
I don't know. You should have incorporated it into your cover.
Yeah.
That would have worked in very well. Hey, Rufus, thank you so much for popping by Triple J this morning. And hopefully we'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J. Woo!